Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
God to the people, God to the people. It's time for God to the people. Come on, way, come on now. God to the people, God to the people, God to the people. It's God to the people.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, first off, I want to wish all of our veterans and their families, actually, as well, a happy Veterans Day. You know, the banks and the post office, well, all governments, federal, state, and local, are closed today, and most people, or many people, get the day off. But sometimes people, when they get a day off, they don't recognize what it is that we're celebrating. And I just want to give a shout-out, you know, to all of our veterans and current military personnel who keep us safe and, you know, protect our country. It's just... I'm glad that we recognize them, and, you know, they gave up their made many sacrifices. Some, of course, paid the ultimate price to protect our country, and so we should be very thankful for that. Well, so speaking about our freedoms and, how our government works, unless you were living in a cave, you know that we just concluded a national election, and there were also, state, candidates, ballot propositions, and some local county initiatives. Now, most people know that I don't get involved in politics. Well, I do, but, I mean, on my radio show, I don't talk politics. And I've learned, quite a few times that on social media you can't post anything nowadays, or even the time when things were getting nasty. I think it was the last national election, and I did a simple post saying, you know, we can all agree to disagree on various issues, but no matter what your political party affiliation is, let's all be civil and especially right now, it's time for our country and communities to come together and stop the toxic partisan divisiveness. And I posted something to that effect, and people were going crazy. And then, of course, the partisan politics started up. I remember the first post was, you Democrats. And then there was a post that said, you Republicans. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, how can I be both? And then they started having at each other. And the whole point of my post was civility. And but I guess once you get further down in a thread, you don't maybe see what the original post is. You're just responding to other people's posts. So, again, we can all get along. And yes, we can agree to disagree. Yeah, some people ask me who I voted for, and particularly for, the presidential election. And we have a secret ballot in our country, and, it's no one's business but my own. I'm very tactful, and because right now I'm afraid if I say how I voted, then whoever was favoring the opposite person will have at me, not from a violent standpoint, but, from a counterpoint opinion standpoint, although sometimes those opinions seem to be violent. Just looking at social media, you know, right before the presidential election, it was difficult to watch social media or be on social media because some people were having at each other. And then once the results were known, particularly for, you know, the presidential candidate, then, you know, it was more of the same. In fact, in some cases, it was actually worse. And so, again, no matter what your party affiliation is or who you voted for, we can now put that aside, move forward, and, you know, volunteer in our community, help others that are less fortunate than us, and that's the way we should go forward. I do want to talk about, here in California, a couple of ballot propositions that are interesting, and then some of the comments. Proposition 5 would have lowered the threshold for what it takes to pass, like a tax increase, property, well, mostly like parcel taxes and even like bond measures and things that cause taxes to increase. Currently, for most measures, there's a high threshold at 66 2/3% that, you know, that have to affirmatively vote in favor of to pass something. Now, Prop 5 would have lowered that threshold to only 55%, and it failed, and fortunately it failed. You know, Prop 13, way back when, you know, in the Howard Jarvis initiative, that was to keep people from getting taxed out of their homes. You know, sales tax increases, property tax increases, bond measures that are financed through tax increases, new taxes, you know, you name it. The politicians in Sacramento or in Washington, D.C., but since this is a state initiative, that was a state initiative, they just can't stop spending, and they want to increase taxes. They should do like, you know, us, the populace, what we do. You know, when times get tough, we tighten our belts. And we only spend, well, most people only spend more than they take in. But, you know, there has to be a stop. And that was what the politicians wanted in Prop 5, was to lower the standard to make it easier, you know, to pass along these tax increases. Again, fortunately, it failed. Now, Proposition 6, California, so these are all California state propositions that I'm going to talk about, but Proposition 6 would have eliminated, you know, forcing inmates, prison inmates, to work. And that failed, too. You know, if you're in prison, and it costs money to, you know, house prisoners, but they should at least offset part of the cost by earning their keep. Now, you know, the one example that everyone knows of is, you know, making license plates. But, you know, there's other things, including cleaning and maintaining the prisons and whatever. But forcing them to work is not a bad thing. And if it gives them new skills so that when they eventually get out of prison, you know, they can go to work and be, you know, a meaningful, productive member of society, then, you know, that's what we should accomplish. But some people were saying, you know, we eliminated slavery, so why is this any different? Well, this is different because I remember, and now I'm dating myself, the old Beretta TV show, if you can't spend the time, don't do the crime. So that was something that, you know, again, I'm glad that that one failed. So now they can be forced to work as well, or can, the policy can continue. Now, somewhat related is Proposition 36, which increases the penalty for certain drug and theft crimes, and that overwhelmingly passed. A similar related issue is, and now I'm talking about a county initiative, but in the Los Angeles County District Attorney race, Nathan Hoffman beat George Gascon by a large margin. You know, George Gascon would not prosecute a number of crimes, and the bad guys and gals, I should say, they knew that, and there was no disincentive, and oftentimes they either were, arrested and then immediately released, or, some of the local authorities decided not even to arrest somebody knowing that, they weren't going to be prosecuted. So, with combination of Prop 36, which makes it the penalty stiffer, like right now when people go into a department store and, steal big ticket items, and there's organized, theft gangs that do that. Now there's going to be stiffer penalties, and at least in L.A. County, there's going to be more prosecutions. Now, on social media, some people say, well, where are we going to house all of these people? And then there was some discussion about, one of the things that's interesting is the stock market is on a record high, but the stock prices for private prison companies that run private prisons, where the state and counties contract out to house prisoners, exponentially the stock prices increased. They're attributing that to the fact that Donald Trump was elected president, but there could be many reasons for it. But if people need to have a disincentive to do bad things, then if that's what it takes, then that's the way it should be, and we shouldn't be looking at necessarily some other consequences, or maybe the overcrowding of prisons, or perhaps the additional costs to house prisoners. We should find ways, and again, make them work and earn their keep. And they could be also taught, the prisoners could be taught valuable trade skills that, such that when they get out, they've got a marketable skill, and they're not going to wind up having to steal or do other nefarious things and wind up back in prison. One other proposition that I did want to mention is State Proposition 32, which would have raised the minimum wage. And that failed. Some people say, well, that we should have a living wage, and there's arguments on both sides. But one of the things, I'm not going to take sides on this issue because I don't do politics, but one of the other issues is that they say there's no consequences as a result if you increase the minimum wage, so big deal. Well, the big deal is that corporations don't pay taxes, and whatever cost increases they have, most of the time they don't absorb them. They pass the increased costs to the ultimate consumer, that being you and I. And we saw that when minimum wages go up, then prices go up, or products shrink. They call that shrinkflation, or hours increase, and then, the service is lousier or lousy. So, there are consequences to certain things. And, in an ideal world, people should get, paid more. And the way to do that is to get a better education or get a skill that's in much needed demand, and or in your job work harder, and you in most cases will be recognized with either a bonus or an increase in salary or a promotion. Well, one other thing I want to make mention about the politics lately is that, yay, I'm happy. There's no more political campaign commercials, no more proposition commercials. And again, some of those were the political commercials were negative, mudslinging type commercials, nasty, you know, stuff. And for some of the propositions, they were in many, not many, but in some cases, they were misleading. You know, I read the sample ballot and the detail of the propositions, not just the title. And as they say, the devil is in the details. And some of them, yeah, it does one thing, but it also does a number of other things that are not mentioned. And so it isn't necessarily misleading per se, but it's either out of context, or it is actually, I should say, misleading when you leave out all of the other things that, you know, might, if someone knew, might cause them to vote differently. But now, all of those commercials are gone. I did see one commercial for a candidate on, you know, our election was on November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th. On Wednesday, November 6th, I saw a commercial for a candidate, and it's like, I don't know if the station, television station screwed up and ran it on the wrong day. If that's the case, I'd ask for a refund, because obviously it's too late. So I don't know what happened there, but now we can get back to, you know, other commercials. And actually now we're seeing commercials for Christmas. I did comment on a prior show, and this was before Halloween, that there were some Christmas commercials, and then in the stores there were some Christmas displays. Now, this was before Halloween even, and I commented that it keeps getting earlier every year. But, of course, now I'm seeing a lot of them. I'm also seeing... you know, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is when there's the super huge sales. And they want to get people in the stores, and people, most people have that Friday off, and things get hectic. Of course, now a lot of people shop online, you know, like Amazon or, you know, Walmart is online. Well, actually, all of the retailers have an internet presence. But they're already doing early quote-unquote Black Friday sales. And, you know, I'm thinking about buying an Apple Series 10 watch. And it just came out, what, about a month or so ago? And now they're already discounting. If you go to the Apple store, it's the retail price. But they're discounting on Amazon and Walmart.com and who knows where else. And I was thinking about waiting until Black Friday, but I don't know. You know, I may just, as soon as my show is over, get my watch. And I don't want to, I buy oftentimes over the internet, but I don't like waiting for something. And something like a watch or some electronics, you know, you don't know how it's going to be handled in the mail. It could be dropped or a number of other things. So I may just go into the store, and I better do so now because obviously on Black Friday people are going to be in line, you know, like early in the morning. When I say early, like 2 or 3 in the morning, I see these people, you know, or some people camp out overnight. I never understood that. I don't know that it's worth the savings unless maybe, you know, it's a deep discount, drastically cut price. But, you know, a lot of retailers make up, well, all practically all retailers, I've heard they make two-thirds of their either sales or their profit in the last month of the year, or last couple of months of the year. And so, and then they also have these clearances, they want to get rid of their inventory. So But sometimes you got to be careful, because I've seen where a retailer would take something, mark it up 100%, and then have a half-off sale. So effectively, it's the same price. And when you read the disclaimers, it says discount percentage taken off original price or whatever, and interim price cuts may have been included, you know, factored into what they're saying when they say, like, you know, 70% off or 50% off or whatever that percentage is. So, but the other thing I want to mention is it also pays the shop around. And I'm not talking about penny pinching, and I'm not talking about wasting gas driving around from store to store. Now, one of the good things about the internet is you can comparison shop online. But you also have to be careful, because I've noticed that some of the large retailers will advertise a price, but then they'll say that's the internet-only price. And actually, it was a couple years ago, I took the ad and I went into the store. They said, "Oh, well, here's our price." And I said, "Well, you'll match. You say you'll beat any other price advertised." And I think I also had an ad from a competitor. I got them to match the price. It was something that I just wanted right away, and I didn't want to have to wait for it. And sometimes things get misdelivered in the mail or mishandled, as I said earlier. I've had packages that looked like they were stepped on, and I'm sure we've all seen on the news where they show, like, a delivery person or a mail carrier literally throwing a package, you know, off the truck. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Well, of course, everyone knows, or everyone who listens to my show knows, that I love football. The funny thing is, I didn't get a chance to watch any football this weekend. And that's been true the weekend before and the weekend before that. For some reason, things are so hectic this year that I just haven't had a chance to watch either college ball or the NFL. But anyways, from the NFL, I will have the opportunity and will take advantage of it tonight to watch the Rams play on Monday Night Football. They're 4-4, so I'm not all that hopeful. Well, in a way, I am hopeful because they're playing the 2-6 Miami Dolphins. So, but the Rams have played some pretty awful teams and managed to lose. So now a lot of people are switching. LA people are switching from Rams fans to Charger fans because the Chargers won again. They beat the Tennessee Titans 27-17, and they're actually, they're doing super well. So I was going to say they lost just to see how long it would take Jay to break in and say, no, they didn't, they won. I remember it was last week that I had, I think it was the Chargers, they won, and I said they lost. And I thought, oh, shoot, maybe I have dyslexia. And I went back onto Google, and that, or I think it was Google where I got the score. And sure enough, I just copied what was said. I hadn't watched the game, so I didn't know, and I hadn't watched the sports reports and the news. So, and then I like to follow the Kansas City Chiefs just because they're doing so well. The Chargers, I forgot to say they were 6-3, I think. But the Kansas City Chiefs are undefeated, 9-0. I don't know how many other teams, NFL teams, are undefeated, if any. But they beat the Denver Broncos by a score of 16-14. Didn't watch that game, so I didn't know if Taylor Swift was there, if they showed her. That's partly one of the reasons I like to watch that game. But anyways, going to the college ranks, local college teams, UCLA beat Iowa 20-17. However, they're still below 500. They're now 4-5. And USC had a bye week, and they're 4-5. And I won't talk about Lincoln Riley and, his $110 million 10-year contract and his $6 million Manhattan Beach home that was provided to him and his unlimited access to a private jet. Oops, I guess I did talk about it. I guess that wasn't quite as good of an investment as whoever hired him thought it was. Usually when something like that happens, either the coach goes, but with a contract like that, that wouldn't make any economic sense, or the athletic director goes. I know Coach Riley is still there, I don't know what's going on with the athletic director. But the interesting thing is, there's a number of people that are already trying to predict who's going to make the 12-team college football playoffs. I guess it's an 11-game season right now, and then they'll determine the rankings, and only 12 teams will make the playoffs. And hopefully the selections will be good ones. There's always one team that got slighted for whatever reason. There's so many factors. It's not just the winning percentage, but it's the strength of the opponent teams that they've played. And then also, sometimes a team starts off lousy at the end and then gets better throughout the season. Or sometimes they get worse at the end of the season, usually due to injuries. If you're making a decision on a team, like when it comes time to make those who's going to make the cut, the 12 teams, sometimes it's, but the team's not doing that well now, or the team is doing super well, but they don't have, like as winning a record as some of the other teams. And then, of course, the strength of the conferences and then where they played the games, you know, home, did they have home field advantage or whatever. But and then one time, I think it was left to a computer to decide, and this was long before artificial intelligence. So there's always going to be teams that got shut out, or conversely, there's going to be teams where people felt, you know, they shouldn't have made the playoffs. So, but speaking about play, we'll have to see, you know, how that plays out. Speaking about playing out, I bring this up probably every show or every other show, but the $1 million in cash theft that was in a cardboard box, and it happened in Manhattan Beach. I haven't heard anything more about it. I would have thought by now, you know, something would have come about. You know, person left their car for, it was rumored to be like just a few minutes, and when they came back, someone had broken in. But then the police, when they were investigating, found a GPS device attached somewhere to the car. So apparently they knew that they were doing a cash business. But I remember a friend telling me they went into the bank and somebody dumped out a bag of cash at the bank. And so they asked, well, what kind of business are you in? And apparently they owned a car wash. And so, you know, they have to do a cash drop. And, you know, people you might think might be lying in wait, waiting for that to happen and then rob them. I don't know if they have security. You know, they have those Brinks trucks, or now it's other companies, but I would have thought in the $1 million cash heist that there would have been a Brinks truck, but, you know, who knows. Anyways, I wanted to talk about, you know, future changes in Apple products. Most of them, like the new well, we have the new Series 10 Apple Watch, and those usually come out in September, but they're already talking about, you know, what can be expected. And there's one guy who apparently is fairly accurate. Either he has an inside source or wherever they're made, China or whatever, they kind of know what's being assembled. But the prediction is, in the nearer term, Apple's going to be focused on gradual improvements to their existing products. So that means that making Macs with faster chips, thinner designs, and, you know, touch screens, its iPads will become more versatile with larger displays and foldable models. That's interesting. Now, the Apple Watches, they say, are going to get blood pressure and glucose, blood glucose monitoring. And it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, they do that, but I'm sure there's something, chemicals that the body gives off that can detect it. The blood pressure, I guess, it could be figured out. You know, but with a finger, a wrist, they say, is not quite as accurate as having it in the upper arm. But apparently iPhones or Apple Watches have a high degree of accuracy in all of the statistics that it gives, you know, health monitoring statistics. It's not as good as a medical-grade commercial device, you know, like an ECG, but it's close enough that it can detect certain anomalies that have actually saved people's lives, you know, irregular heartbeats. And then finally, the company is going to make its iPhones even more indispensable with new designs, camera, and AI features. You know, AI is now what they're incorporating into current technology. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Well, towards the beginning of the show, I'd mentioned that, we're going to have a new DA now. That's going to prosecute a number of crimes that went unprosecuted, mostly thefts. And somebody, a friend of mine actually, texted me and said, well, you said you don't get into politics, but now you're talking politics. And, I'm just making a statement that one person who was soft on crime is being replaced by someone that's going to, not be so soft on crime. I wasn't making a political statement, whether one's conservative and the other's a liberal or left versus right or Democrat versus Republican. I don't even know what their party affiliations are. But anyways, so there you have it. The point, again, was that, from the apolitical, non-political, non-partisan point is that, there needs to be tougher prosecution, because when people know that they're not going to get prosecuted, then they'll just, have at it. And so now if also the proposition that makes some stiffer penalties. One of the things is you see these organized retail theft gangs that go in to a store, and they've either had like a scouting report from one of their people, so they know where the big ticket items are, and they've planned and mapped out their escape getaway, and they're now starting to do surveillance, police surveillance. I think they're using AI to look at trends. And they've actually busted a few of them. So, it's also scary for people in a store when that happens. And some of those suspects are armed, and sometimes things can go from bad to worse, real quickly. So, but now with stiffer penalties and maybe knowing that their people are going to be prosecuted, maybe that will have an impact. You never know, what goes on in people's minds, criminals. Sometimes you're just not thinking. So, it's like when somebody commits a homicide, and, you know, they may not necessarily be thinking that the result could be the death penalty, although I don't think it's been enforced lately in a long time. But sometimes people aren't thinking of the consequences, especially if the crime is committed on the spur of the moment or in the heat of passion, or, you know, some criminals are just dumb enough where they just don't think, period. You would think you could say that about everyone, that if you're going to commit a crime, they're not thinking. But, you know, maybe we'll see a decrease in the crime rates. So, well, yeah, I went into, now shifting gears, and of course we all know in the current presidential election that Elon Musk may have played a role. Well, he did play a role. We just don't know how significant on the results it was. But I went into this parking structure, and of course there's like a gazillion Teslas, and they're plugged in to the Tesla charging stations. But what was interesting was people were sitting in their cars, and I didn't think that was a requirement. I know some of them have like a limit, I don't know what it is, 2-hour limit or whatever. So I'm not sure about the purpose. I'm not that familiar with, the Teslas and their charging capabilities, but it's just interesting. It seemed like, and this is in Manhattan Beach, so there are an inordinate amount of Teslas being driven, but I can't remember how many parking spaces, at least a couple of dozen Tesla charging parking spaces. I don't know if they have to pay for that electricity or if it's provided by Tesla. There's a lot I don't know about it. I should have researched it maybe before I went on the air, but it was just interesting that they were all sitting in their cars, and most of them were either texting or on social media, and I just found it hilarious. The one thing I should have done, and now maybe I'll go back. Well, I use that parking structure every now and then, but next time I go back, if I see that, I'll take a photo or post it on social media. One thing I talk about, I also wanted to mention that Tesla's coming out with these humanoid robots. It's just amazing where the technology's going and how fast things are changing, and I surely can't keep up with it. And I have a lot of friends that are very tech-savvy, and they always, want to have the latest and greatest, and some of them tell me that even they can't keep up with it. Or it's like when you buy something, and then the very next day, it's something new comes out, and it's technologically obsolete. Well, maybe not the next day, because a person might have waited. Although there are some people that wait for the latest edition or generation of something, a device. They wait for it to come out because then there's a price cut on the prior generation. And I used to actually be that way. I didn't have to be the first to have something. And I do have friends that, if we're talking Apple products, whether it's an Apple Watch or an iPhone or an iPad or an iPod or a MacBook, you name it, that every year when the latest and greatest comes out, they pitch what they have, because they got to have the latest and greatest. And not just that, but they have to be the first on their block or the first anywhere to have that. And I just don't get it. Now, I do know they offer trade-ins, but it's just like when you go to trade in a car and, you pay top dollar for the new car and you get, below blue book value, market value for the old car. I'm assuming that it's probably the same way when you trade in a device. For me, I'll just, maybe even a car, run it into the ground and get, full value out of it. It's like a car. When you drive it off the lot, it takes a big hit from a depreciation in value standpoint. And I'm sure it's that way, same principle with the devices. Now, sometimes if it's something highly visible, let's say like an Apple Watch or a Samsung Gallery, an Android watch, let's call it that, it'll make it look different. So, of course, in public, you're wearing what may be not so latest or greatest edition. But and they'll do that with just ever so small changes. Sometimes they'll also make a radical wholesale change as well. That's the time when maybe it's time to upgrade. But not if you just bought the previous version, you know, maybe a year earlier. That's kind of wasteful. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Well, you know, I mentioned that today is Veterans Day, but as with any holiday or just any day, you know, at any time, you know, we should all be on the lookout for kids on e-bikes, but when they have a day off of school, they're going to be more prevalent. And it's not just kids that are somewhat abusive, but also, you know, grown-ups. But this weekend, it was like I couldn't see any e-bike stopping for a stop sign or a red light, and some of the kids didn't have helmets, or they weren't. They actually, most of them did have helmets, but some of them didn't have it strapped. And I saw one on the wrong side of the road, and then there was one going super fast. You know, they have different types of e-bikes, from the pedal-assisted all the way up to the ones that I swear, can go at least 30 miles an hour. And it was one of those that was on the strand, the walkway at the strand, not the bike path. And, you know, yelling out, get out of my way, get out of my way. But, you know, the theory was that, or some people would say, well, they just don't know the rules of the road. But everyone knows what you're supposed to do or expected to do at a stop sign or at a red light or what side of the road you're supposed to be on, or that you just don't cut across lanes. I mean, some drivers do that too, of course, and I've seen a lot of drivers over the weekend that either did the California stop or no stop at all. I actually got challenged a few times. They'll pull out and see if you're going to stop, and if you, you know, do, then they just go right on. What I do is I kind of make it look like I'm not going to stop, and then usually that puts them in check and they stop. But if they don't, then of course I'm going to stop. I'm not going to get in a wreck for no good reason. I swear the driving. Now, the one thing that I've said all along is that it should be like a motorcycle. You need to get a license. You have to pass proficiency tests. You have to register your, it's not a vehicle, it's not a device, whatever, your bike. And then it's no different than, you know, any other motorist. You know, there's going to be fines. You could lose your license. And I would think the bikes should be registered, because now one of the things is, you know, theft. People are stealing e-bikes. And actually, another thing, speaking about theft, is they're stealing the batteries out of the e-bikes. Or when a Facebook friend, actually maybe more like an acquaintance, complained that they had parked their e-bike in a highly visible area. They had a very strong kryptonite lock, or whatever kind of lock that's, you know, difficult but not impossible to saw. And somebody stole the display unit, you know, the master controller, off of their bike. But, you know, if bikes had to be registered, and I think there's serial numbers and the chips and whatever, it might facilitate either getting the stolen device back or maybe prosecuting if someone gets caught. Who knows? But for me, the big issue is that I'm a very defensive driver. I drive defensively, and used to be not that much of a challenge, but lately it seems like, you know, sometimes people are coming from every which direction, you know, people blowing through the stop signs on either side, or on both sides, I should say, or, you know, running a red light from different directions. And then one other pet peeve of mine for talking traffic, and this doesn't have that much to do with e-bikes, but just traffic in general, is for a left turn only lane, and it'll have like the left turn light, the left turn signal, and then it'll be a yellow left, and then it's red. Well, of course, for the longest time, when it wasn't controlled and it's just a regular stoplight, you know, I don't know how many, I was going to give a number, but sometimes I've seen 7 or 8 or 9 or 12 cars go through the light and make their left turn after it's long red, and you got to wait for them, you know. But when it's a left turn indicated light, and it's like a regular light, when it turns yellow, if you're in the intersection, you can make your left turn. And when it turns red, you don't approach the intersection. But lately, I've seen motorists treating it just like a non-controlled, you know, red light, where several of them will go through the light. And actually, most of the ones I've seen were actually not e-bikes, but I've seen a few e-bikes as well. And to me, I wouldn't, if I were riding an e-bike, I wouldn't want to do it, because you have less protection. If you're in a car, you know, you've got steel around you, but you're unprotected on a whether it's a motorcycle or a bicycle or an e-bike. And so to me, that I don't have an e-bike, but if I did, or even when I ride my bike, I typically don't like to ride it on the street just because people are oftentimes driving distracted, they're texting, they're doing all kinds of things. But I usually only ride my bike on the bike path. And but if I had an e-bike, you know, I'd be very nervous that somebody is going to... Sometimes people change lanes and they don't look. Well, that's another thing. I've seen e-bikes, just like motorcycles, that do the lane splitting. They're going in and out. And, you know, you look and you don't see any cars. And you signal, of course, and you go to make the lane change, and then out of nowhere, you know, someone on a, usually it used to be a motorcycle, but now it's an e-bike, comes zipping by. And I have lane avoidance on my car, so, you know, if someone's in my blind spot, there's a little red triangle that shows in the driver's mirror, and if I'm, and also on the passenger's mirror if it's on the other side, and if I have my turn signal on, then it'll beep. You know, there's an audible beep. And so that's very helpful, but when somebody's lane splitting, sometimes it doesn't get detected. And so, and then it's your fault, and especially if it was a child that was injured or worse, you know, then it's all your fault. And, you know, people don't have eyes in the back of their head and the side of their head. The lane avoidance, you know, blind spot avoidance, detection, and other devices are thing, but they always tell you you can't just rely on that. Anyways, that's just a pet peeve of mine. I hate to end the show on one of those, but that's all the time we have. I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People. And also, you know, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.